Welcome to another episode of Ancient Egyptian History, where we journey back in time and unearth the fascinating narratives of one of the world's oldest civilizations. Today, we're delving into a key aspect of ancient Egyptian society, their inheritance practices. What comes to mind when you think of ancient Egypt? Magnificent pyramids? Mummies? Pharaohs? Surely. But have you ever pondered about their day-to-day societal constructs? For instance, how did they handle matters of property and inheritance? Today, we're peeling back the curtain on these intriguing subjects. Let's start by looking at property rights. Our primary source today, Jana Toivari Vietala, who penned the marriage and divorce section of the UCLA Encyclopedia of Egyptology, sheds light on how, from the Old Kingdom period, property rights in ancient Egypt were carefully structured. You see, in ancient Egypt, the process of property transfer wasn't as simple as a verbal agreement or an understood tradition. They had a very formalized system. Written documentation was often required to officiate the title of property. This legal formality illustrates their early understanding of property rights, which was certainly ahead of its time. Property was typically passed down from parents to offspring. However, here's where it gets interesting. Ancient Egyptians deviated from the prevalent patriarchal norms of the era. Not only was property bequeathed to offspring, but husbands also sometimes left property or the right to income to their wives. This practice reflects an appreciable level of gender awareness and equality in their society. What we must realize is that this wasn't a random act of kindness or a testament to an individual's character. It was a societal norm, an established part of their legal system. These legal texts also did not specify rights to the matrimonial joint property, the property shared between spouses. This focus on the rights of children, regardless of their gender, to this property alongside their parents is an early indicator of legal progressiveness. All of this provides evidence that even during those ancient times, Egyptians had a complex and well-defined legal system in place. Their laws weren't merely informal traditions or customs, but structured and established rules that were recorded and maintained meticulously. This paints a picture of a society that had a deep understanding of the law, its implications, and the need for fair and equitable distribution of resources, ideally, but not always. Delving deeper into the world of ancient Egypt, we stumble upon an astounding revelation that illustrates the unique societal fabric of this civilization. The gender equality manifested in ancient Egyptian inheritance laws stands out as a shining beacon against the backdrop of historical norms. In their seminal work, Egypt and the Egyptians, Brewer and Teeter highlight the progressive nature of these laws. They elaborate on the existence of an egalitarian system where men and women were accorded equal rights in terms of inheritance. What's more, they further illuminate that this inheritance was obtained from each parent separately. This singular facet of ancient Egyptian inheritance laws provides a glimpse into the societal construct of the era, reflecting a degree of gender equality that was largely unprecedented among ancient societies. These inheritance laws represent far more than simple legal practices. They embody the spirit of a civilization that recognized and upheld the rights of women. This level of equality shines a new light on ancient Egypt, portraying it not just as a civilization of magnificent pyramids and grand temples, but also as a society where women were respected and treated as equals. Consequently, this helps to debunk many preconceived notions about ancient societies being predominantly patriarchal in everything. Ancient Egypt, it would appear, stood as a beacon of progressiveness in important matters, at a time when gender inequality was rampant elsewhere. This unique aspect of ancient Egyptian society gives us yet another reason to marvel at their wisdom and enlightenment, thereby adding a new layer to our understanding and appreciation of this remarkable civilization. Now let's turn our attention to the intricate dynamics of joint and private property ownership in ancient Egyptian society. The norms of property ownership were not simply black and white. Instead, they were intricately woven into the social fabric and practices, creating a multifaceted system of shared and individual ownership. Let's look at the concept of matrimonial joint property. This was the property that was shared between spouses, a common pool, so to speak. This property was not only utilized by the couple, but was also set to be inherited by their children, thereby maintaining and enhancing the familial ties and a sense of continuity across generations. At the same time, the ancient Egyptians understood the concept of private property. Yes, in addition to their share of the matrimonial joint property, the spouses could also own private property. This added an additional layer of individual autonomy within the societal structure. What is fascinating here is how the societal customs were interconnected with the legalities of property ownership. For instance, inheriting such private property wasn't as simple as being a family member. One would have to provide for a deceased's funeral to inherit such property. This was no small task. Given the significance of funerary rites and the afterlife in ancient Egyptian culture, this was a testament of dedication and respect towards the deceased. So you see, inheritance laws in ancient Egypt were not just about property and wealth. They were a reflection of societal values, traditions, and a means to strengthen familial ties. It's this intertwining of cultural practices and inheritance laws that makes ancient Egyptian society so unique and fascinating. Taking a leap from our examination of property rights and equality in inheritance, we embark on a journey to explore the fascinating aspect of occupational inheritance in ancient Egypt. This is a concept that, while quite familiar to us in the present day, takes on a special hue when looked at through the lens of ancient civilizations. In the realm of ancient Egypt, inheritance wasn't just a matter of transferring tangible assets from one generation to the next. It was also deeply ingrained in societal structures, particularly in relation to professional roles and responsibilities. As indicated in Brewer and Teeter's seminal work, Egypt and the Egyptians, the eldest son, though not always, often stepped into his father's shoes professionally. This inheritance of occupation could encompass a variety of roles, from taking charge of a workshop to presiding over a temple. Thus, we see a more extensive concept of inheritance that transcended material possessions, reaching into societal roles, hierarchies, and responsibilities. Such occupational inheritance tells us something quite intriguing about the ancient Egyptians. It points to a society where one's profession, be it a craftsman, a priest, or a scribe, was not merely seen as a job, but as a part of one's identity and legacy, something to be carried forward and built upon by future generations. This wider perspective of inheritance, incorporating both tangible and intangible aspects, paints a more nuanced picture of ancient Egyptian society. It serves as a testament to their holistic approach to legacy, contributing to our understanding of their social structure and familial ties, further enriching our perception of this fascinating civilization. Picture yourself in the shoes of an eldest son, or in some cases a daughter, in ancient Egypt. You're standing on the precipice of one of the most profound duties you'll ever undertake, bearing a weight that's at once both a privilege and a substantial responsibility. According to Brewer and Teeter, one of the key aspects of ancient Egyptian inheritance was ensuring the proper burial of one's parents, a task typically bestowed upon the eldest son. Now, we may consider this to be a rather somber duty, but in the context of ancient Egyptian culture, it held a profound significance, far transcending the simplistic view of it as a mere responsibility. Ancient Egyptians believed in the concept of life after death, an afterlife. They considered funerary rites not only a symbol of respect for the departed, but as critical rituals that facilitated the journey of the deceased into the afterlife. The eldest son, in ensuring these rites, wasn't just fulfilling a familial obligation. He was playing a pivotal role in guiding his parents into their next existence, an immense honor, but also a testament to the cultural and religious beliefs that permeated ancient Egyptian society. Furthermore, taking on this responsibility also had implications for inheritance. According to Toivari Viatala, in some cases, an individual could inherit private property by providing for the deceased's funeral. This shows us an intricate intertwining of cultural practices and inheritance laws, indicating how societal norms and legal stipulations were intertwined in ancient Egypt. So, when we think about the eldest son, or daughter at times, in ancient Egypt, we must envision an individual poised to carry forward a legacy, an embodiment of the cultural, religious, and legal complexities of his time. As we peel back the layers of ancient Egyptian society, we discover that, much like the societies of today, not all matters of inheritance were cut and dry. Let's take a moment to picture an interesting scenario. What happens when a person wishes to deviate from the expected norm? When they desire to leave their property to someone other than the anticipated heirs? The ancient Egyptians had a fascinating solution to this conundrum, exemplifying the complexity of their legal system. To facilitate this kind of unconventional property transfer, the Egyptians utilized a special document known as the imate per, a term translating to that which is in the house. This was a legal document that served as the physical embodiment of the deceased's wishes, essentially the last will and testament as we know it today. But what's remarkable here is not just the presence of this legal mechanism. It's what it tells us about the ancient Egyptian society, the nuances of their culture, the respect for individuality, the value they placed on the rights of the person to determine the fate of their property even after death. This offers us a glimpse into the consciousness of the ancient Egyptians, of their intricate social structures, and of their forward-thinking legal systems that could accommodate such personal variances. Indeed, the imate per represents far more than a simple document. It acts as a testament to the Egyptians' nuanced understanding of property rights and the mechanisms they established to ensure those rights were upheld according to each person's unique wishes. It highlights a society that respected the autonomy of the individual, a society that was not only deeply interconnected, but also allowed for personal desires to be honored and preserved, even beyond life itself. As we navigate the fascinating world of ancient Egyptian inheritance, we must acknowledge that, like any society, disputes were inevitable. Now you may wonder, how did the Egyptians resolve these conflicts? They had a comprehensive, formal process in place with a surprising twist. In some instances, they consulted an oracle, an intermediary between the divine and the mortal, to guide the resolution of disputes. Yes, you heard that right. In a society deeply intertwined with spiritual beliefs, it isn't surprising that matters of the earthly realm, like property disputes, would occasionally seek divine intervention. This again illuminates the unique fabric of ancient Egyptian society, where the spiritual and the temporal were not isolated realms, but seamlessly interwoven. But let's hold that thought for a moment. You know, the depth of legal sophistication in ancient Egypt was truly impressive. When disputes arose, they were often solved with the help of carefully maintained documents and comprehensive land registries. Imagine this: a society that existed thousands of years ago had the foresight to maintain an official registry of landed property in the capital, Pyramesses. This registry played a pivotal role in resolving conflicts over property rights. In more complex cases, these disputes often escalated to formal courts. These courts, presided over by the vizier, the highest judicial authority in the land, handled cases based on documents, testimonies, and sometimes even through the intervention of an oracle. The case of Mose and Kay is a prime example. Kay was accused of forging documents to lay claim to Moses' family land. However, upon examination of the documents, the court found that Kay had a legitimate title deed, proving his rightful claim. This fascinating process shows that the ancient Egyptians, while deeply spiritual, were also pragmatic, logical, and ahead of their time in many ways. Their legal system exhibits a level of complexity and sophistication that echoes through the millennia, showing us the true breadth and depth of this incredible civilization. Now, let's take a step back and view the big picture. It's evident that ancient Egypt was a society that upheld a rich, complex, and surprisingly egalitarian system of property and inheritance. These were not disjointed practices, but interconnected aspects of a vibrant and evolving civilization. Despite the sands of time, the intricate tapestry of ancient Egyptian inheritance practices gives us a unique window into their society. It reveals a civilization that valued not just material wealth, but also social roles, personal wishes, and familial ties. It's a testament to their understanding of property rights, equality, and legal complexities, echoing their extraordinary societal structure. Remember, as we delve deeper into this captivating history, we are not just learning about the ancient Egyptians. We're discovering the roots of many societal constructs we take for granted today. And it's this understanding that makes our journey into the past so incredibly compelling. Now, what does all of this tell us about ancient Egyptians as people, a culture, and a nation? Their legal systems, cultural norms, and societal values come into focus through their inheritance practices. From ensuring gender equality to recognizing familial bonds, and from protecting individual rights to the transfer of occupational roles, we get a glimpse of their societal complexity, fairness, and sophistication. Well, that wraps up today's exploration into ancient Egypt's inheritance practices. We hope you found this journey as intriguing as we did. Join us next time as we uncover more facets of this fascinating civilization. If you have enjoyed today's podcast, don't forget to tell your friends and subscribe. Also, a very big thank you to the thousands of you who have subscribed and follow us today. We really do appreciate it very much. Until then, stay curious. Thank you.